And you didn't go out to knock people. What you wanted to do was find out why they believe the way they believe.
Absolutely. I think that most of your listeners will be familiar with one of the two types of paranormal books you tend to find, very broadly defined. You know, paranormal books can tend to come from one of two perspectives. They're either written by someone who believes in the particular topic at hand, has had an experience, and they're writing the book to prove to you that UFOs exist, Bigfoot exists, astrology really affects our life, whatever. And then there's books by hardcore skeptics that want to paint a particular paranormal belief as gullible or silly, or that all UFO experiences are hoaxes. Books will try to present physical evidence, pro or con, to try to prove that their particular topic is real. We don't take either perspective in this book. The issue of reality is off the table. We are not trying to prove if Bigfoot exists or does not, whether UFOs exist or does not, or do not. We are trying to simply look at who are the people who believe in these things, who've had these experiences, and what are they like, and what role do these beliefs and these experiences play in their lives. So a skeptic could read this book if they want to and find out who has these experiences. Maybe they will go and use them for their own ends. A believer in one of these topics could read this book and find out what the trends are and who's had these experiences. We do not attack any of these topics or beliefs. We have great respect for the people we spent time with. So despite the fact this is a book written by a couple of sociologists, this is not your standard or in any way let's go attack the paranormal books, or it's not written as well as you often hear on news broadcasts. Here's this silly story, let's make fun of it.
As you examined what people believe, what did you find out about it?
Sure. Well, we found out a lot of things about the people that we studied. And, you know, I might have Carson talk a little bit about how we found out our information, because that's
important. Yeah, I think that's all important. Right. I think before we talk about what we found out or some of the trends in the data, I think I want people to understand when we talk about collecting data, what we've actually done. And Chris and I have been working at Baylor University for 5 years on something called the Baylor Religion Survey, which is a national survey conducted by the Gallup organization. In the last 2 weeks, we sampled over 3,000 people randomly selected throughout the United States, and we've administered to them about a 400 variable questionnaire on all kinds of information about their religious practices, religious beliefs, demographic information, education, income, number of children they have. And also we asked in each wave batteries about what, you know, sociologically we would define and culturally define as paranormal beliefs, research activities, experiences they've had. We supplemented that research with extensive field work. We've been on Bigfoot hunts. We've spent nights in haunted houses. We've gone on ghost hunts with Joseph is a trained ghost hunter. We have gone on ghost hunts with mediums and people who can guide us and claim to be able to speak to people on the other side. We've been to psychic fairs. We've had our palms read. We've had astrology charts done. We've spent a large amount of time with these folks. Chris has spent time with people who've been contacted or abducted by aliens. And then we followed that up with two really impressive surveys that Chris designed. One was of a very large UFO conference, and the second was a very large Bigfoot hunter conference where we got surveys of over 400 people in each venue with all kinds of data about who these people are, what kind of jobs do they have, what do they do other than hunt for Bigfoot, how many children do they have, where do they go to church. So we really have I'm not bragging here, but I really feel like we have the richest set of representative data to address the issue of who believes and what type of experiences people have had.
And I would like to add to that too that the important thing that Carson said as well is representative. That our survey, as he mentioned, was given to the average American. Anyone could have received a phone call to fill out this survey. Mm-hmm. They were mailed the survey. So what we know is what the typical American all across the country believes about the paranormal. A lot of times when you get information about how many people believe in UFOs, who believes in Bigfoot, It's data that is really not representative in the sense that if you put a survey on your Bigfoot site asking people if they believe in Bigfoot, you're not going to get what the average American thinks. You're going to get what an American who actually will bother to go to a Bigfoot site thinks about it. And so I feel like that we can speak very definitively and better than anyone has been able to before about what the typical American believes about these things.
And I've read a lot, and Chris has as well, we've both read a lot of articles that have been published in the Journal of Parapsychology, and it's a fine journal. But I see a trend in the number of the data says they tend to rely on what we call professionally convenient samples. In other words, they tend to be samples of students who are in the courses the professors are teaching. And, you know, those are interesting. But I'm, as having taught college for nearly 20 years now, there's no way today's college students or any day's college students are representative of the general population.
Did you find that in your sample, most of these people believed in the paranormal?
Well, we found something very interesting in our sample, that we found that people have what we would call a particularistic skepticism. A lot of surveys out there, and you'll see CNN, MSNBC, especially around Halloween time, do an online survey where they'll ask people, do you believe in ghosts?
Right, exactly.
And then they'll draw a conclusion about how popular the paranormal is.
Yeah.
What we did is we asked about a huge range of paranormal beliefs and topics, and so everyone was answering about all of those items. And what we found was really interesting and hasn't been found before, that whereas if you ask any given person on the street about ghosts and Bigfoot, that person might say, ghosts, they definitely exist. Bigfoot, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Or UFOs, absolutely. Astrology, no way. That we found that type of phenomena going on with Americans, that it's not that Americans believe or disbelieve in the paranormal. It's that you have to find the right subject. And many Americans have a very strong interest in one subject or more and have little patience for others.
Sure, that's true.
So what we found is that 68% of Americans believe in at least one paranormal topic. In other words, the majority of Americans believe in the paranormal. You just have to know which one. And once you get beyond there, you find very few Americans believe in all paranormal subjects. In other words, if we asked, do you believe in astrology, Bigfoot, UFOs, psychic powers, haunted houses, telekinesis. If we ask about a huge range of subjects, very few people will say, yes, I believe in all of
them. You'll get a lot of no's there.
So it's not as if people are just saying, oh, everything. I believe in the entire realm of the paranormal. There are certain things that people find compelling. But the paranormal is normal. Over 68% of Americans believe in something paranormal. Whatever you choose to believe about the paranormal, if you're someone that's bothered about paranormal beliefs, you have to recognize these beliefs are no longer deviant or on the margins. They are the majority of Americans.
If you break down that percent, what are some of the higher areas of the paranormal they believe in?
Sure.
Well, I have to say that UFOs, we asked the question, some UFOs are probably spaceships from other worlds. And that about 1 in 4 Americans believe that's a true statement.
25%.
Probably slightly more like 26%.
That they're extraterrestrial.
Yes, sir.
Basically.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're specifically asking there, are some UFOs from other worlds? So we are excluding in that question people who think that UFOs might just be an unidentified aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one of the most popular paranormal beliefs.
Existence of ghosts.
I'd say that was very high. That's my guess.
Yes. Well, if you look at it, absolutely, without a doubt, 100% sure ghosts exist. That's 1 in 5 Americans. If you give somebody, they probably exist and or absolutely exist, you're looking at over half the population.
Right. And that's something that we find with a lot of these beliefs, that will give people the option, do you absolutely believe that this particular belief is real, this particular subject is real, do you probably believe? And if you you find that a lot of people fall into that probably camp.
Is the belief strong, or is it, well, maybe I believe?
It's strong for about 1 in 5.
That's
1 in 5 are believe without a doubt in ghosts.
Totally convicted here.
Yes.
I would have thought that would have been higher.
Well, I mean, again, you give the folks a chance to say, well, probably, you know, I'm pretty sure ghosts exist, and versus absolutely exist. Again, you're looking at over half the population.